Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on June 16 regarding Jostin, J-H-O-S-T-I-N, Vargas, V-A-R-G-A-S, Mejia, M-E-J-I-A. The petitioner had an individual named Catherine Almonte, A-L-M-O-N-T-E, complete his intake questionnaire, period. According to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Mr. Mejia is a 24-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 7/29/21, period. He was in a cherry picker when a co-worker crashed him. He brought his machine down and all the pallets fell on Mr. Mejia. As a result, he believes he injured his left and right leg and had a deviation on his back. He reports hitting his head and had dizziness but no loss of consciousness. He went to Robert Wood Johnson emergency room the same day. With this and subsequent evaluation, he understands the final diagnosis to be, quote, will, with time it will heal, period, end quote. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, the petitioner was seen at the emergency room on 7/29/21, period. He reported he fell from a forklift and the load fell on him. The event was unwitnessed, but co-workers arrived after they heard screams. The petitioner did not recall the events after the fall and says that he might have lost consciousness. He underwent several x-rays to be inserted here, but he also was found to have a complex right leg laceration. He admitted that the previous day he was playing basketball and heard a pop in his right leg. He now had pain in the right calf and Achilles. New paragraph. On 8/2/21, he followed up with Dr. Pagliaro, P-A-G-L-I-A-R-O. It was noted he had a 12-centimeter laceration on the right leg, and there was a transverse tibial fracture non-displaced in the left leg. The laceration was sutured and his tetanus was up to date. Dr. Pagliaro performed an evaluation and placed him in a fracture boot. He would be non-weight-bearing. He followed up on 8/18/21, complaining of 10/10 level pain. The right leg was not that symptomatic. He had his sutures removed and he was begun on Motrin and hydrocodone. He was going to continue in the left leg cam boot and start formal physical therapy for range of motion, comma strength, comma and balance and proprioception retraining of the right lower extremity, and then initiate range of motion exercises for the left leg as well. I'm not receipt of the physical therapy progress notes. On 2/14/22, Dr. Pagliaro issued a workers' compensation quick note, clearing the petitioner to return to work as per his functional capacity evaluation. New paragraph, an FCE was done on 2/11/22. It found the petitioner demonstrated the ability to perform 100% of the physical demands as tested for his job as a warehouse worker. Physical exam. General appearance. The evaluation was conducted in the presence of a medical assistant / chaperone / translator from my office. separate inspection revealed swelling of the proximal left calf and shin medially. Period. He had multiple healed scars. Period. On the right shin was a longitudinal scar measuring 4 inches by 1 inch. Period. It was somewhat medial and hyperpigmented. Period. In the left shin and the anterolateral area was a somewhat triangular shaped scar with spotty light hyperpigmentation in its center. Period. The top transverse distance was 2.5 inches, comma, the longer longitudinal distance was 4 inches, and the transverse width of its lower end was 1.25 inches. Period. Left plantar flexor strength was 4+, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. With tenderness palpation about the medial left foot, as well as the mid left leg area at the level of his scar, but there was none on the right. Feet and ankles, normal macro, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He ambulated with a mildly antalgic limp on the left. Period. He was using a cane in his right hand. Period. He could walk on his heels, but had a limp on the left. Period. He declined attempting to walk on his toes or squat, anticipating pain. Period. He did change positions fluidly. Period. Active lumbar flexion was to 80 degrees with tenderness. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Period. He was tender in the midline, the L3 spinous process, and the right parietal musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Thus, that section is normal. Impressions. On 7/29/21, Mr. Mejia was injured at work while in a cherry picker that was struck by another piece of equipment. But he was seen at the emergency room where he was found to have a long laceration. But he also had a fracture. Period. He was treated and released. And then so Dr. Pagliaro. Period. He removed Mr. Mejia's sutures and kept him immobilized in a cam walker boot. Period. Physical therapy evidently was conducted. Period. He participated in an FCE on 2/11/12 when he was found capable of meeting 100% of his job demands. Period. On 2/14/22, Dr. Pagliaro released him from care within these parameters. Period. In the paragraph, the current examination found there to be healed scarring about both lower extremities. Period. There was swelling of the proximal left calf and shin on its medial aspect. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the feet and ankles were normal. Period. He did have a mildly antalgic gait on the left, using a cane in his right hand. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back. Period. As for the left leg / foot, there is 10% permanent partial disability. Period. In terms of the right foot, there is 3.5 to 5% permanent partial disability for deep laceration closed with sutures and an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. End.